here? What the fuck you think you're doing?
Nothing. Just snapping a picture.
Who fucking said you could point that thing at me?
Do you know who you're talking to? Ugly little man. Don't vex me.
Trying to steal my soul? That's it, isn't it?
I see. Sorry, my good fellow. We didn't mean to scare you. Don't let him disturb you, Your Excellency. This is a camera.
Oh, no.
Don't talk to him. We use it to make pictures.
Oh, no, what a camera does. It steals souls. Black man's magic.
A typical native. Superstitious to the bone. No. No one is stealing your soul. Here, let me recompense you.
What? You say my soul's only worth a pound?
Where are the guards? No, I'm sorry. Really, I didn't mean that. Here, have some more pounds. No, Your Excellency, please. Can't you see he's just a rapscallion? He's pulling the Akbada over your eyes.
That's all you got? Give me that camera.
Ade, help me, please. Are you mad? This is the governor of London you are manhandling. Help! Help! Come here, you rascal. He's stolen my hat, Ade. You people, hold him. The villain.
You want it back? Give me some real money.
But how much? Don't negotiate with him. Rascal.
Give me 50 quid.
Quid? I only have these pound coins. Give him nothing. Thief. Somebody hold him.
All I want's fair exchange, Gov. If you want my soul, you ought to pay me proper for it, innit?
Idiot. His Excellency wants nothing from you. He's just snapping photos. I only want the best for your people. It's not magic. It's just tourism.
So, what are you going to do with these pictures then?
None of your business, you scum. Be careful. My patience is at an end.
Gonna show them to your rich black friends back home. Ooh, look at this little whitey. See how funny his clothes are. How primitive.
Not at all. I admire your tribal costumes greatly.
Is that right? All right then. You want to buy these? Traditional native blank land attire.
No, please, don't. And stop that immediately, you dirty little man.
How much then? £20?
Yeah. Take it, please. Your Excellency, no.
Thank you, Your Excellency. And what am I bid for this lovely shirt?
Here, stop it, please.
Shoes? I can see you like a nice pair of brogues, sir.
I beg, you are shaming yourself.
Socks? With that special scent of white man. Drives your women wild. Done it.
God, Ade, do something, please.
And now for our final item. A lovely pair of traditional blank land underpants.
Take it all! Take it all! Ade, make him stop! With pleasure, Your Excellency.
I'll bet. You want a bit of this, do ya?
You disgust me, you vermin. Back home, we know how to treat rascals like you. Wait. I know you.
In your dreams, mate! Fuck off!
What's the matter, Ade? I swear, I know this man before. Fred, it is you.
Never, you scoundrel! Never seen you before in my life! Get off me, you bastard!
You know him? My old office clerk, Fred. A miserable thief. And now a shameless street something. I don't like to think what.
I never stole nothing from that office. Make him get off me, you lot!
Ah! So you know me now, huh? You ingrate. This man is a thief. And you saw him attack us just now. He stole from you. Can you believe it? A scandal. He borrowed money from everybody in the office, didn't you? You rascal.
Never stole nothing.
No? Where is the money now? Eh? Where is it? I know him. I'm telling you. Are you sure, Ade? Look at him. He can't hide that he knows me.
Why won't none of you fuckers help me?
Thief! He stole from me and everybody, promising to pay the next day, and the next week, and the next month, all the time partying and laughing at us behind our backs. Wait, Ade, that is not stealing.
I'm choking, man, let go!
Choke then, you bastard. Let him breathe at least, Ade. One day, this shameless thief just disappeared without paying even a quarter of his debt, didn't you?
Ade, that is not theft.
Well, what can you call it? He took our money and ran away.
You lent him money and he didn't repay. That is the risk of the lender.
Well now, I have him and he will repay.
I ain't giving you shit.
You hear him, shameless.
Do you have a job?
Fuck off, black man.
It's no use talking to him. He is beyond reason.
Have you got a job?
No, I fucking haven't. Let me go, man.
Let him go, Ade.
But your excellency...
Let him go. When we reach the ground, we can fetch the police.
You think he's safe like this? He's a savage.
Wanker.
I think it's better you forget about your money.
Yeah, damn right.
What? Now that I found him?
How can he repay you if he has no job? The best that you can achieve is to send him to prison.
Now, wait a minute.
And what good will that achieve?
It will rid us of a troublesome somebody. But you're right. He won't pay. Look at him.
You should pay us. Shouldn't they? Oh, you bunch of wimps. Gonna let them bastards treat you like slaves the rest of your lives?
What is wrong with him now?
Your Excellency, this is a new breed of native. Ungrateful, lazy, and disobedient. Shut up, you idiot.
What gives you the right to think you can order me around? Fucking bloodsuckers. This is my country, not yours.
Ah, an insurgent.
I understand your resentment.
Oh, well, that's all right then, innit?
It could have been so much worse for you.
You what?
Imagine if the Japanese had taken over, they would have massacred you all. Look how they treated the Chinese when they invaded them.
But you did fucking massacre us.
And the Arabs, when they conquer a country, they change everything. And even our neighbors, the Hausa. If they had conquered you, all of you would be doing what the Hausa king says.
So what? What's your bleeding point?
Sir, I don't get you myself.
You Blanklanders were lucky that we, the Yoruba, were your conquerors. We let you keep things the way you wanted them. We just tried to guide you a little and help you get rid of your uncivilized practices.
That is the truth.
And we let you study and learn from our systems of government.
Don't believe
this. The ancient Yoruba system of government is characterized by checks and balances. Without the support of his ministers and the people, our king is powerless.
That's right. That is right.
Everything is done through consultation. This was our greatest gift to you. Just as we have our council of elders, you now have your houses of parliament. You haven't quite got it right yet, but at least you're trying. In time, I'm sure you will iron out all the teething problems you are experiencing.
You make me sick, you puffed up piece of shite in your poncy nightgown.
There's no need for abuse, eh?
Like we had fuck all before you lot came here. Yeah, right. We had our own government, man. We didn't need you or your black boy system. And we don't need it now, do we? Hello?
You see now, this fool here and those like him, they want to destroy the whole system. And what will they put in its place? Themselves.
They simply want control over their own lives. If we deny them, we can't expect them to do nothing.
This miserable, bloody miscreant robbed me. And he wanted to rob you too. Have you forgotten?
If you were in his position, you would do the same.
What? How can you compare me, a black man, to a piece of white trash? He's no more than a savage.
You hear that? You hear what these black bastards are saying about us?
Listen to him. He attacks and insults you, even now, grievously and egregiously.
It is difficult for some people to accept help and goodwill without suspicion. But I want only the best for your people.
You're more full of shit than he is.
You hear him. That is the voice of these people. Lazy, good-for-nothing, witless brutes.
If you treat them like animals, they will behave like animals.
They call animals animals.
Listen to me. You know nothing about this country. and you know nothing about how to deal with the people of this country.
What? And you're some fucking expert? Why don't you tell His Excellency what really happened in that apartment block?